Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm glad you're with us this hour. I'm taking you to have some fun. I always take you to have some fun, except on those times when I'm busy giving you all kinds of travel tips and advice on how to stay healthy and get the most out of your business trip, your holiday experience. But I'm particularly excited about this hour. You know, last week we talked about film festivals from time to time because we're big on film at our house. And there are a lot of destinations in the world I've actually traveled to because I saw a film. Most of the time a feature film rather than a documentary. But I'll see a film about that's set in a particular destination and I just got to go there. Got to see it for myself. Do you ever see the film Last Holiday with Queen Latifah? If you haven't seen the film, it's a great film to watch in the heat of the summer because it takes place at Christmas time in the mountains in Eastern Europe. So there's snow everywhere. It'll cool you down on a hot day. But it's a wonderful film. Queen Latifah finds out that she has 3 months to live. Of course, it's not a very reliable report, but she doesn't know that. So she sells everything she has, and she's going to go and travel for the last 3 months of her life and just have a wonderful, joyous time. And she goes to a place that the name of the place is Karlovy, K-A-R-L-O-V-Y, Karlovy Vary. V-A-R-Y. When I saw this film, I never heard of Karlovy Vary. I'll bet many of you have never heard of Karlovy Vary. Every year there's a big film festival there. It's in the Czech Republic. And one of the reasons that there are film festivals there, and the film Casino Royale, not the first one that was a Woody Allen, David Niven, Peter Sellers spoof on the James Bond movies. Not that one. The Casino Royale that was, I think, the first film that, what's his name? Daniel Craig? Is that his name? The new James, the last James Bond. Was it Daniel Craig? I have his name right? Yeah. Okay. So I have to ask people. Nobody's paying attention to me. I hope you're listening to me. Nobody in this control room does. The first film he made as James Bond was called Casino Royale. It looks like it's filmed in Monte Carlo. It's actually filmed in Karlovy Vary. And the main building that they use throughout the film, the hotel she was staying at, was the Grand Hotel Pup, P-U-P-P. The Grand Hotel Pup. I had to see this place. So I went. And, you know, there's something wonderful about film that you can connect with in some unique way that no book you're ever going to read is going to connect with you in the same way because you don't have to imagine the visuals. They're there for you. And because of that, you can share that experience with other people. Whereas you can talk about a book with other people, but what they envisioned in their mind is not what you envisioned in your mind. And unless you're both great artists, two people discussing a book, you know, who could sketch out what they think this person or this place look like. It's very different from going and having a communal experience where you can watch a film with somebody else and then you're talking about the same setting. You know, you set the table, you're all eating the same food kind of thing. So I love film festivals. Last week we talked about the Berkshire Jewish Film Festival that's running from July 11th through August 15th. And I'm going to, because we live here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, I'm going to go see as many of those films as I can. And I'll let you know what I've seen that maybe you've got to get your hands on and see. But there's a place that I love. I had the most fun at in Las Vegas. No, it wasn't a casino. You know, you can go to, I don't gamble. I'll go in with my $10 in quarters and I'm done. I'm finished. Go to the slot machines. I either win or I lose. And whatever happens when my $10 is gone, I leave either with some money in my pocket or with my $10 gone, but I had a good time. But, you know, you don't have to think of Las Vegas only in terms of gambling. So if you're not a gambler, if you are, there's great appeal, clearly. If you're not a gambler, I can tell you there is so much to see and do in Las Vegas. That new, that neon sign museum, amazing. And there are just so many things. But this, the mob museum was such fun. And last week, I was wearing a shirt I got there. Actually, I think it was given to me as a present. It's a black long sleeve T-shirt. And on the front of it, it has a white outline design of what looks like a zoot suit. What gangsters in the 1920s or I guess the 30s during Prohibition would have worn with a red tie. I wear it with jeans. When I wear it with black slacks, I look like I'm actually dressed in a, you know, nice suit there. Till you look on the back of my neck where it says the mob attraction. So I'm this one person ambassador walking billboard. But you really have to go to this place. It's such fun. And they have added a new wrinkle. And I just learned about the new wrinkle related to film. And I said, oh, got to pounce on these people, get them back on the air. Because Las Vegas is a great fun destination. You know, peel off all of that tension and worry and all that stuff and just leave it behind as you step into Las Vegas like an adult amusement park and go have some fun. But in reality, it's a great place for families to go to. You know, you don't have to hang. I don't drink. I don't gamble. Already, you know, you figure, what am I doing in Vegas? And the reality is, I never wanted to go to Las Vegas because I thought of it as the place people at that time would go to drink, gamble, and smoke. I didn't do any of those things, so it just sounded like I didn't fit in there. And I had to go to Las Vegas on business. And I fell in love with the place. I have to tell you, whether you are landing in the daytime or, you know, if you're in the air over Las Vegas, either landing or taking off, daytime or nighttime, two entirely different pictures. It is a department store at Christmas time on steroids. It's the most amazing sight you're ever going to see. And I had such fun there as a non-smoker, non-gambler, non-drinker. I just had the best time. And on one of those, and then I went home, organized my family, and brought them back. And we've been back to Vegas, you know, dozens of times since. So on one of the last times, we went to the Mob Museum. And I'm going to share all about that with you after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Meander around Cushendon, an enchanting seaside Storybrooke village. Follow its winding scenic paths along its beachfront and harbor. Visit its unique shops and then stop at Carrickarede Rope Bridge. For details, visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickarede.
I have on the line with me Jeff Burbank, who is associated with the Mob Museum in Las Vegas. Their website is themobmuseum.org. He's got a fancy title. He's their content development specialist, which means that he's responsible for doing the research and the writing related to what you see when you go to the Mob Museum. How long have you been with the Mob Museum, Jeff?
Just a little bit over a year.
Oh, so you wouldn't have been there when I was out there. I had the best time, I have to tell you. And I love sporting my, you know, the black shirt I'm talking about?
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yes, I love sporting my black shirt.
What did you like about the museum? What stands out?
The first thing was that it's not like most displays, exhibits, attractions that you go to where you're reading a bunch of things and showcases and looking at things on walls and whatever. It very much was an interactive experience where the thing that stood out is we had the assignment of delivering an envelope of cash to a gangster, and which gave us the choice to either give the money to the gangster or turn him into the cop. And so, you know, you became part of the scenario. It wasn't just about what you were seeing, but you also became part of a storyline as you visited. And I thought that was outstanding. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dive in with Jeff Burbank into all that the Mob attraction, the Mob Museum attraction in Las Vegas is about, but also something about films you need to know about. So stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here. Don't go away. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach, and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges, and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale, enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit Tanglewood.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com. Coast to Coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have with me Jeff Burbank. He is the person that makes sure that the information at the Mob Museum in Las Vegas is as accurate as it possibly can be, and does the research and the writing, and that's very cool. I want to remind you, if you have to leave us at any point, if you're driving and you drive out of the range of the radio station you're listening to, you can find us at iTunes. You can find us at TuneIn Radio online. You'll find us streaming live at sabrams.com, sabrams.com. And if you can find the website of the affiliate radio station you were listening to, chances are good they're streaming it live also. But if you have to leave us entirely because you got to leave the house, leave the car, leave wherever you are by the radio, by the middle of this week, you'll find this show podcast for a year, so you can download it and take us with you, and archive forever. So, and that's forever in quotes. I don't know how long forever is, but we have shows up there from when we first went on the air, just 14 years and 1 week ago, July 7, 2002, the first Sunday in July. So we always count the first Sunday in July as the benchmarking occasion. And we've just come through celebrating our 14th birthday, now in our 15th year, and well over 3,000 hours of broadcasting since we went on the air in 2002. And that's hot stuff. So I'm very happy that I got an email this week telling me about some snazzy stuff going on at the Mob Museum in Las Vegas, and I had interviewed folks there a couple of times before I ever got there, and I have to tell you, I was not disappointed when I arrived there. You know, you always wonder if something sounds better than it is, but this was even better than it sounded. I had the best time. And Jeff, let's talk, for those people who are unfamiliar with the Mob Museum, maybe you can describe what people experience when they come to visit.
Well, you know, it's the National Museum of Organized Crime and Law Enforcement. So it's not about glorifying the mob. It's telling the story of the mob, you know, going back more than 100 years, and talking about organized crime in the big cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and also balancing it with law enforcement attempts to limit the mob and to bring people to justice. So, you know, we honor the FBI, we honor the so-called T-Men, the Treasury Department investigators, and of course the IRS criminal unit is also honored here. So So it's sort of has a dual purpose of describing the history of the mob and also the history of law enforcement, how law enforcement confronted organized criminals.
Give me that other fancy long title you threw at me. The National Museum of what? Law enforcement?
Organized crime and law enforcement.
Now there's a marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and your job is to do what? Because this museum opened, what, about 8-9 years ago?
It will have our 5th anniversary in February.
Oh, and you know, time flies when you're having fun. It feels like longer than that.
Uh-huh.
We must have been out very early on then, because it's at least 5 years since we've been in Vegas.
Well, yeah, you must have come here just after it opened.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. I probably interviewed people in the ramp up to the opening, and then when it opened, and then we went out. So it was fairly early on. Do you know if there have been changes of any significance since it opened?
Well, yes, we've added. We're always adding new exhibits and taking old exhibits down and putting in new ones.
Is Meyer Lansky's home still there?
I'm sorry, was that?
Meyer Lansky's living room. And maybe other rooms were there.
We have parts of it. Parts of that have been removed, but we still have parts of that. We've had collections on loan that we've had to return, and then we go out and acquire other artifacts and replace them. I think one of the more interesting ones lately has been the El Chapo Great Escape. You know about him?
No kidding.
He
dug a tunnel.
Had some people tunnel under a prison, a maximum, so-called maximum security federal prison in Mexico.
Well, you know what's funny about that?
About a year to tunnel underneath that, and he escaped. Have like a diorama which shows the how the tunnel was built and how he was able to escape from his cell.
In my last life, I was executive vice president of a huge travel company. And for whatever reasons, there was never enough budget to do the things I would have liked to have done. And I was always getting thrown ideas and assignments of what I ought to be doing. And I used to say, so what you want me to do is go build a turnpike, and you're giving me a teaspoon to go dig my way. And when I saw that El Chapo thing, I thought of that.
Well, you know, we hired some people who have worked on these hyper real scale models at Disneyland and other amusement parks, and they're based here, and they were really excited to do this for us.
Oh.
And so we're going to be putting that in a case, and that's going to be part of our permanent collection. But the next step for where that display is outlaw motorcycle gangs. That's going to be our next new display.
And what's that about?
Well, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the one percenters, but you know, there are many people involved in motorcycle clubs, and there's the 99%ers who are law-abiding motorcycle club members. Then there's the one percenters, as they're called, who are the outlaws, who are regarded as organized crime. They're involved in drug trafficking, extortion, you know, some of the traditional organized crimes. And so we're going to be putting up a display on them. We're still acquiring artifacts. We're trying to get some of those kind of scary masks that some of them wear
when they buy a ticket,
you know, skull masks, that kind of thing.
So when they buy a ticket to come and see themselves, is there going to be somebody there to arrest them or what?
Well, no. We'd like to have them come in if they behave themselves. But you know, they're also very sensitive, though. Ironically, about you know, copyright infringement. You know,
no kidding. Now that's hilarious.
They don't
so
necessarily
some
want
laws they like.
Their jacket designs put up there.
Some laws they like, huh? They're in favor of some laws.
Yes, right. They're
okay.
A little vain when it comes to their the symbols on their jackets.
Oh, I think that's gorgeous. Yeah. All right, we're going to take where travel will take you. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Jeff Burbank, who is associated with the Mob Museum in Las Vegas. You gotta go there, people. You'll have such fun. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaread Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Coast to Coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here talking with Jeff Burbank. Jeff is the person who does research and writing associated with the exhibits that you will see at the Mob Museum in Las Vegas. Now, exactly where, Jeff, are you located?
We're located in downtown Las Vegas. We're in the first building, a federal building, built in Las Vegas in 1933,
and
it was a courtroom and a post office.
Where is downtown Las Vegas? What does that even mean?
It is east of the Strip.
Oh, okay.
About 6 miles east of the Strip.
Okay.
And, you know, most people associate Las Vegas with the Strip, but, you know, downtown is where gaming started in Las Vegas in the 30s. And it sort of spread out later in the late 30s and then into the 40s and 50s on the Strip. And the Strip is actually in county land. Downtown is part of the city of Las Vegas.
Okay. So it's in the federal building.
Yes.
Does it have an address?
Oh, yes. It's 300 Stewart Avenue.
S-T-U or S-T-E-W?
S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Okay. Is there an In-N-Out Burger nearby?
Not really. There's some nice restaurants. You know, there's a Subway that's not too far away.
but there's not too
many fast food joints close proximity.
Can't use the name fast food associated with In-N-Out Burger, where they grind their own meat and they make the potatoes right in front of you and... You know,
oh,
I mean, those people are amazing. Yeah, you know, for all of you listening on the West Coast, lucky you. I wish they brought them east, but they have their own little places where they do all the pre-preparation, and you stand there watching them peel the potatoes on their. They got these special potato peeling machines, and you know, you watch the food come.
What I can't believe is how cheap it is. You know, I go there with my daughter, and I just for what they do and for what it costs.
They're very focused on, you know, healthy, nutritional, and, you know, things aren't brought from thousands of miles away and whatnot. Everything is pretty much done locally. And, yeah, so I always look, I can't wait to go. When we go out west, it's In-N-Out Burger. And when we go south on the East Coast, it's Waffle House. I gotta have my waffles and crispy bacon. Listen, you know, that's what you do. You get off a plane in Orlando, head for a Waffle House. I mean, that's just how it's done.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Yeah.
How about Chick-fil-A?
I'm not crazy about them, but for all kinds of other reasons. But they used to have signs. I loved their advertising. They used to have billboards in Texas. I loved their advertising. It would be this big giant chicken, and it said, "Eat more beef," because you know the chickens were rebelling, but But in any event, no, I'm kind of partial to In-N-Out Burger.
Yes,
I so wish they come eastward, people. We need you.
You're gonna stay in. You're gonna stand in line for a while because you know there's big demand.
Well, you know, most of the ones I've gone to are in California, and there are so many of them that you never really have too much of a problem or a wait. And, but frankly, it's one of the few things I'd say was worth waiting for.
So, right. Absolutely.
And, you know, there are movie stars who have done whole bits about how, you know, they love going there. You go into there. I've seen magazine stories that show their places. And, you know, there's some fancy dude and his family that, you know, from big screen having lunch or snack or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, you know what's great? The shakes are fantastic, too.
Yeah, let's not get into that. I'm getting fat just listening to you talk about it. But where this downtown location is, the 300 Stewart Avenue Federal Building, where you'll find the Mob Museum in Las Vegas, it's not really stranded then. Since it's, you know, people sometimes worry they get off the strip, it's going to be in the middle of no place.
Oh, no, no. This town goes back, you know, it was really started in 1905, and then it was incorporated in 1909, and then it just grew from there, the downtown area. It's not like any downtown area you've ever seen. I mean, it's got a big row of casinos down the heart of the place.
Well, the thing that you talk about casinos, the thing that has, from the first time I ever went to Las Vegas, and I was there on business because I didn't think Vegas would be a place that would appeal to me until I got there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's part of, you know, the misconception people have about travel. I never thought California or England, for that matter, would be appealing to me until I got there. We got to California. We were there a week. We started shopping for a house. I mean, it's like, you know, when you haven't been to a place, you can be seduced into amazing misconceptions. I hear all the time from people they won't go to Ireland because the food is terrible. Now, and I ask, when were you there last? Oh, we've never been. Well, who are you getting your information from? Oh, my grandparents. They were there in the 80s. You know, it's like people, some of the best chefs in the world are in Ireland today. You know, the food is spectacular, but people get stuck with old imagery, you know, old misconceptions about places. And, you know, people are always experts about things they've never experienced. Have you noticed that?
Well, that's true. You know, I was being sent to New York when I was living in Las Vegas about 15 years ago, actually going on 20 years ago. And I was thinking, oh, my God, am I going to get mugged? Am I going to get beaten up? I mean, is it just gangs everywhere? And I went there and I had a fantastic time. I love the place.
Yeah, well, and it's
just
unfortunate. Well, the funny thing about
it
is,
I mean, I walked it late at night, and
You know, you never leave what we call your good New York sense at home anywhere in the world. I mean, you know, don't take yourself down a dark street. You know, I don't think there's a beach in the world you can walk alone at night and, you know, really be entirely safe, no matter where it is. I mean, you really have to give some thought to your own safety, but. You know, I can remember decades ago, this is not today's accurate information, you'd have to go look that up, but decades ago, late night television people used to make terrible fun out of New York City and how unsafe it was. This is going back in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s and the whatevers. And they would make fun of New York City when, in fact, New York City was like number 17 on the most dangerous city list. And number one was Denver. And who would have ever thought of Denver as, you know, wouldn't even come to mind. You think Colorado and you think, you know, Rocky Mountain High. You know, it's
well, well, you know, in the early 80s, Las Vegas had the highest crime rate for, you know, per capita. And this was a time when, you know, there were so many, well, I hope you don't mind it, so many hookers on the sidewalk that a guy could be walking down the street holding hands with his wife and a hooker would come up and come on to him. You know, that's how bad it was. And so there was a lot of crime. And so they elected a new sheriff, but that's different kind of crime.
That's consenting crime. You know, you know, when I think of crime, you know, somebody coming up and make you an offer you wish to refuse, you know, that's one thing. But when somebody comes up, you know, and bashes your head in, that's very different. So, you know, there's some kinds of crimes that, you know, while they are disturbing, are not as imminently putting you imminently in peril the way somebody, you know, who might approach you with a weapon, you know.
Well, it just gives you an idea of how brazen, you know, what kind of a place it was. You know, I mean, there were plenty of shootings and stabbings and murders and that kind of thing.
And you don't think about Las Vegas that way today. You think of it in terms of, you know, pleasure palace, go have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
it's up to almost 40 million visitors a year.
That's fabulous.
And it's just incredible. It's just incredibly popular.
Given the number of hotel rooms in the area, you need that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because I am very excited about the film festival that you are doing. And that's what got me to connect with you guys to have you on today because I'm really... You know, I love film, and I know my audience does, too, from the emails that we get when we talk about film festivals. So I want you to be up to date. Maybe you want to make your plans to go out to Vegas, so not only can you do all the things you normally would do while you're there, but you'll stop over at the Mob Museum and take part in the film festival they are about to launch. So stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com. Coast to coast, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Jeff Burbank over at the Mob Museum. Their website is The Mob. Don't forget the The. TheMobMuseum.org. They're located at 300 Stewart Avenue in downtown Las Vegas, which is, I understand, about 6 miles from the Strip where all the hotels, the big hotels are. And there's a film festival afoot. When does the film festival start?
Actually, it starts this Friday, and it's every Friday through the month of July, and it's our summer movie series.
And the there's four films in this festival. What are the four films?
There's Bugsy from 1991 with Warren Beatty and Annette Bening. There's The Untouchables that was in 87 with Robert De Niro and Kevin Costner. Then that's on the 15th, and on the 22nd, we've got the St. Valentine's Day Massacre that came out in 1967, directed by Roger Corman, the famous director from the 60s, and that's with Jason Robards. And then finally on the 29th, Hoffa with Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito, and actually Danny DeVito directed that movie.
When was that made?
That was 92.
Yeah, and they've never determined where he is, or they still think he's under some stadium somewhere?
They haven't determined. There's still some theories, and it's still an open investigation, and they have tried to find him. They've dug up a number of places, but they still haven't found him. I think it's pretty unlikely any of his remains will be found.
Yeah, that's okay with me. I mean, you know, when they found, who was it? Richard the something. Richard III, one of the Richards, King of England, they found
in York. Yeah, that was incredible.
See, yeah, we had them on the air. In fact, there are pictures, there are photos at sabrams.com. If you go and put in King Richard Scott, well, I guess it was York where they found him, King Richard York, and put the word photo, you'll get to the photos of, you know, what they found and where they found it and how clever they were to figure it out. From all kinds of archival information. But, I mean, that I can understand, you know, the value, but, you know, I'm not sure what the reason would be to, unless it was, you know, for your museum and you want to hang some skeletal bone thing around. I mean, maybe, you know, you make some money on tickets of people coming in because they want to see this, but I can't imagine why. I mean, you could take one of those skeletons out of a doctor's office and say, hey, Jimmy Hoffa, who would know?
Well, we'd gladly take one of his, you know, business suits or whatnot. We have
would the family part with something?
Suits.
Like-
we've got some gangster business suits, Bonanno, for instance, and we
was
put them
Tony
on,
or Joey? Tony,
on dummies
Tony.
And put them in a glass case.
What is his name? So Tony or Joey Bonanno's?
Yeah, right. Joey Bonanno's. You know
Joey
that.
Joey Bonanno's. Okay, I was close. Sounds like a circus clown, doesn't it? Joey Bonanno's. It's a good name for a circus.
Well, John Gotti's too. We've got John Gotti's.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the films. I mentioned to you in the commercial break that there were two films I wanted to suggest because, you know, I have this marvelous, charming attribute that I have to stick my nose in everybody's business. It's not enough just to talk to you. I have to insert my opinion on things. And I wrote down two films I thought you should add. And and then you said, well, we actually did a private screening, and it was one of my two films. So you want to share it?
Black Mass,
yeah.
With Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger.
You could never tell that was Johnny Depp. I can't tell you how long.
Which was an incredible
makeup job.
We just could not believe it.
Holy cow. And I have to tell you something funny. For everybody listening, that film was shot in and around Boston, but particularly in Revere, Massachusetts, and the Revere Beach area. And every year, Revere Beach area does a sand sculpting event that's going on now. So you might want to beat a path to the area. When you drive around the streets of Revere, this sand sculpting festival is amazing, by the way. And you can find photos of last year's festival. And we took Maggie McGee, our English Springer Spaniel, with us, and she enjoyed it very much as well. And for people who have mobility challenges, it's marvelous because there's this big wide sidewalk that you can, if you're on crutches or a wheelchair or you have, you know, a cane or whatever, you need a nice flat wide surface. There's this lovely promenade sidewalk area right next to a little 3-foot seawall, and then the beach is on the other side. So you're standing right there. So you don't have to walk in the sand to see the sculptures. But when you drive around the town, that whole area, you will see streets that you recognize from the film Black Mass, the story of Whitey Bulger. And that was quite a remarkable film. And Johnny Depp was amazing. And whoever did the artistry of the makeup transformed Johnny Depp into a whole other person. And, of course, the acting added to that. But the other film that I thought you should add, although it's not about American gangsters, would you ever do a film that wasn't about American gangsters? 'Cause I would,
yes.
Then I would recommend to you only this is definitely, well, most of these movies, I mean, even Bugsy, that's not the kind of film you want to take your 10-year-old to. Because, you know, Bugsy was a loony bird and didn't like the name Bugsy. You know, he wanted to be called Ben. But he was 1 minute a loving, sweet thing. And, you know, half a second later, you know, he had a fuse the size of your pinky fingernail and boom, you know, he was explosive.
He'd go bugs.
And,
that's why they called him that.
He'd just turn around and kill you. You know, 1 minute he was laughing with you and the next minute you were splattered all over the wall. So, you know, graphically, this is not, you know, neither the story nor the graphics are the kind of thing you want to bring your child to. But for sure, the film I am about to suggest to you would fall even more into the category of adults only, and that's the film In Bruges. Did you ever see that?
I don't think I've seen that.
All right, well, it's fiction, but it's the playwright, the screenwriter is Martin McDonagh, a very Irish sense of humor about two guys who are given a contract to kill somebody, and they go to a church. This happens right in the beginning. It's not a spoiler. They go to a church to kill this guy, and when they shoot, somebody misses, and they kill a choir boy. And the rest of the... And it's a black comedy, really. I mean, the film is hysterical. And the same, it's an amazing film. So I highly recommend it to people who have the courage to watch it. I have to tell you, about a third of the film, I had my eyes closed because it was a bit gory. But it would fit right in with what you're doing, and it's a hoot. Why don't you see it sometime this summer, Jeff?
Absolutely. I'll just look that up. Absolutely.
Thank you for being with me this hour. We're going off now. Come back for more because we're going to go take a rest in Las Vegas. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.